I live off you, and you live off me, and the whole world lives off everybody. See, we gotta be exploited by somebody. Nobody really exploited or got a chance to the incredible, high-pitched, intimate, yet perky vocal talent of Marion Joan Elliott Said, better known as Polystyrene, lead singer and precocious founder of X-Ray Specs, the first prominent UK female punk singer, and she started off very young. It was 11 years ago, on April 25th, 2011, that Polystyrene succumbed to a year-long battle with breast cancer and died at the age of 53. She was a trendsetter, a groundbreaker, no question about it, in the same way Patti Smith was on this side of the pond. Unlike Patti, Polly started off very young. She was a hippie and embraced all things late 60s and early 70s rock until she saw a Sex Pistols concert, and that drove her towards a punk rock career, which was very short-lived. X-Ray Specs, the band she fronted, only released one album, Germ-Free Adolescence, in November of 1978, and five singles. Polly flipped a finger at the establishment, for the most part, in all their songs, but especially their first single, Oh Bondage, Up Yours, which was pretty much a crass snarl to the establishment trying to label her a sex symbol. She would have nothing of it. Ironic for somebody who was singing about being exploited, and also who wasn't too kind to the advertising world. The song Plastic Bag is about Polly being sickened by way too much advertising and commercials. Much like Polly, the members of the teenage metal band Deprived of Construct out in the Northwest Suburbs started very young. They're all 15 through 18 years old. I will have them calling in. They're actually taking a breather from school time because, hey, they're in high school and they're teenagers, right? But a couple are going to be calling in to tell me about why they started off so young and why it is paying off for them. And you can see this teenage metal band in action with all their piss, vinegar, and vitality this coming Saturday in Round Lake Beach at the Village Spirit Pub. We're going to keep it punky in the X-Ray Specs vein here with a mostly but not totally all-female band out of Chicago called Boy Brain. They will be a part of the 3 days, an onslaught of local talent and bands that will be gracing Save the Rock and Roll Fest. You've heard me talk about this a couple of times. We had Pale Horseman on the last episode of Local Loft for you sludge and doom metal fans. But this time around, it's Boy Brain, and we're going to take care of the punk rock crowd. Boy Brain, one of three bands playing May 1st, this coming Sunday, at Liars Club, one of four venues that is represented in trying to raise money that was lost, and a venue that was financially hurt during the long-standing COVID-19 pandemic and its effects. And another record store day came and went, and I'm going to pay a belated tribute to that with something off vinyl. A Southside Chicago band that was one of a kind. Hint, hint. And every time I drive by a certain location at 95th just before Harlem in the Oak Lawn, Chicago Heights area, I always hear ringing from what used to be a famous recording studio, but is now an Enterprise rent-a-car, the upbeat melodic power pop sounds of this band. Their first album is certainly hard to get. Can't get it on CD, and you certainly can't stream it. I've got something from it. And in our rock back, speaking of fiery vocal talents, Corey James certainly came out of nowhere, first with Dark Passenger, and then with Vent to Atmosphere. And that second band he fronted made their debut appearance at Cheers, first Sullivan's Pub, but now Cheers Lounge in Midlothian, 5 years ago this week. We'll take you back to when I first interviewed them. Local Loft, episode 223. Worthy Young in the Chicagoland metal, punk, alt-rock, prog-rock, and power-pop scene hope to keep rocking and finding fountains of youth so that they never get old and their careers never die ungracefully.
Okay, so you guys know how both of us, we've been looking for a bassist because we sound like shit with that one. Found this fucking kid off the street to play bass for us.
Hi.
He likes Black Sabbath.
Yo, how's it going, guys?
The Wild and the Young, they all have their dreams. I've got a couple of guys who are quite young and dreaming of becoming the next big thrash metal band here, folks. And if you've not heard Deprived of Construct out of DeKalb, you owe it to yourself. They sound much older than their actual ages would be. On the line with me is Matthew Tunk and Greg Reed, the two guys who put it all together. And I've just been going over what is really your first official EP here, the Crushingly Fucking Heavy Murder Baby. That's a follow-up to your demo release of last year. But guys, I must say, some rather intelligent lyrics on both the demo itself, songs like The Human Nation Transformation, and even Murder Baby and Mass Poisoning. Protest comes to mind. It's sort of like somebody getting pissed off over corporate takeover and corporate expansion here. What inspired you guys to write lyrics like this? And that and primal scream therapy, because that's, you know, Carl Jung. That's an old philosophy here. What inspired you guys to write lyrics like that?
Basically, after the whole all the riots in 2020, we just felt just a lot of tension in the air. And I feel the lyrics and protest really communicated that tension really well. Primal Scream Therapy was basically, it's basically just a song about screaming, just to get out all your tensions.
It's an old process that goes back away. John Lennon, which is a little before your time, he used to use it as a kind of a therapy to get all these stresses out of his mental state. But this is really turning a lot of people on. I imagine that your various shows, and you've been doing this since at least last October, you have a lot of different age groups. Does your music attract a lot of different people, maybe people your age, or maybe some older folks who like thrash metal of like the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, I think that we have, like, I don't want to say bandits, but like a group of people that listen to us, ranging from like kids who are like 5 years old to people who are in their 70s. It's like all over the spectrum of people listen to us.
It's a wide age range who really digs this stuff. And you can check out Deprived to Construct when they play with Mortis Gold Rundown, and that's at the Village Spirit Pub. Just one of a couple of gigs they have coming up in the next few months there. This Saturday, 8 p.m. You also have one coming up on the 21st, and then you've got a gig on June 18th. Why metal? Why did you feel you would click with this music and that you could really relate to a lot of people with it? And why did you choose metal as a genre that you wanted to partake, so to speak?
I just listened to it growing up. And in middle school, I found Matthew, and we both kind of mixed well because we both listened to that kind of music, and we decided to just let's start playing music together and see where that goes.
Based on what I've heard here, very high energy, very aggressive music here. You're going in the right direction. The first demo really blew my mind. Just basically the intelligent lyrics and the high energy that you exude. And with the new EP, you're really going to be going places. So wish you all the best of luck and stick with this, guys. And you're really going to draw quite a lot of audiences to your shows.
Thank you. Thank you.
And one of their shows, of course, is going to be this coming Saturday, Village Spirit Pub. It's in Round Lake Beach, Mortis Gold, Deprived to Construct, and Rundown. Matthew and Greg, thank you for talking to us about Deprived to Construct today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Investing along the side, give my life. follow up on Ben's. Ben next is nothing each day. Base beat to matter fractions. The big red pick of farm. For the majority, Templar. Stop human infestation. And they pile late to rest.
a somewhat young inspiration for Tommy Denninger. In checking on Metallica's Wikipedia entry, sorry James Hetfield, you're not the youngest one ever to form a metal band. Hetfield formed Metallica back in October 1981 when he was 18. Tommy Denninger put his first band, End of Anarchy, together when he was 16. So Tommy has James beat by 2 years. But the Hetfield authoritative growl and inspiration is certainly in Tommy's vocals. You could hear it even after End of Anarchy when he was in Misfire for a while. One album anyway, Sympathy for the Ignorant, the title track to the 2019 Misfire album, and then Tommy split and they became a trio. Tommy Denninger currently not involved in any band, and he's out of his teens, 20 or 21, I do believe. Back in 2016, he was only 16, and certainly sounded like somebody much, much older than that. Radicals and members of metal bands sure start young, that's for sure. The four members of Boy Brain, despite the name, there's only one boy or guy in the band. The rest are girls, and not one of them is named Donna, but they certainly sound like the Donnas were an inspiration, the punk pop band in the 90s who was big for a time in the late 90s with their self-titled debut studio album. And that, of course, is not the one that broke them through big time, if only for one time. It was Spend the Night, their second album, and their major label debut in Atlantic that produced the single Take It Off and led to appearances in MTV's TRL and also Saturday Night Live. Boy Brain, I just hear a little Donna's influence and maybe a little bit of Runaways influence, but then again, I hear Runaways influence in most any female punk band, including Tracy Trouble and Awful, that I hear. Boy Brain has shared the bill with Awful on a couple of gigs. They won't be doing so this Sunday, May 1st, when they play the final night of Save the Rock Fest over at Liars Club. Patty, Inga, and Lauren, the three female members of Boy Brain, certainly have quite a resume between them. They played in various punk and rock bands dating back to at least the mid-2000s. Patty, especially The Dials, New Black, and Rat Attack. They considered themselves reminiscent of 1980s punk, and in Patty's voice, if you listen carefully, some high-pitched polystyrene influences. I did mention her at the top of this podcast, as tomorrow is the anniversary of her death, 11 years. They've even put out a music video for one of the six tracks on their debut in The Company of Worms, which they released in February of this year, and it has a sort of American Werewolf in London feel to it, quite bloody and graphic at times. The video, anyway, you can check it out on YouTube. Here's what the audio sounds like as it is Boy Brain's Turn to Howl. At least it will be on stage Sunday night at Liars Club for Save the Rock Fest. This is Blood Wolf Moon from Boy Brain on Local Loft. We'll be right back.
Did I tell you what happened this weekend?
What happened now?
He got all mad at me because I left crumbs on the floor.
Crumbs on the floor?
Crumbs on the floor.
You should leave him.
Dude, I know. Remember that hot guy from Ohio?
Dude, yeah, with the boots.
Yes, the boots and the hair and everything.
Well, you should date him.
I know, right?
Children are out there singing their licks. Bob Seger really didn't put it that way. Can't compare Veruca Salt to Chuck Berry, but when I hear the rumors, the three-piece female, one male punk band out of the far northwest suburbs of Chicago near the Illinois-Wisconsin state line, I definitely hear a Veruca Salt comparison. At least I did on a very ironically titled song. Electric Blues is part of the Rumors' full-length album Suck It from 2020. You can suck in a lot of the atmosphere, and determine for yourself how much the Rumors do sound like Veruca Salt. On May 1st, they are the headlining act, along with Boy Brain, as part of the last of 3 days of Save the Rock Fest. For more details, you can go to the Rumors, that's R-U-M-O-R-S, O-U-R-S. Not The Rumor, Graham Parker's backing band, and they're not a Fleetwood Mac tribute band either. When you think of Rumors, what do you normally think of? The 1977 Grammy Award-winning album by the quintessential Fleetwood Mac lineup. Stevie and Lindsey at each other's throats, John McVie and Christy McVie in divorce mode. Maybe the rumors are true about there hasn't been a decent power metal band since Pantera. That's been a long time. Three left out of Milwaukee certainly would draw a lot of Pantera comparisons. It's actually a band of five, despite the trio nature of their name. But most certainly, I'd say the Far Beyond Driven period of Pantera definitely comes to mind. I'm Broken. And the singer is not a dead ringer for Phil Anselmo, but he comes pretty damn close. Three Left is actually playing, as we speak, over at Brower House in Lombard, a headlining gig, and local support from Consume the Divide and Face the Fire, the melodic hard alternative rock band featuring Josh LaGritte, formerly of Falling Echoes. It took Three Left almost 6 years to follow up their self-titled debut album back in 2015. They put out a couple of singles, Bleeding Out back in January, and as of April 1st, Rise, the brand new single from Three Left on Local Loft. We'll be right back. was a time when you really couldn't tell melodic hard rock apart from punk pop. They were part Seven Dust and part Fall Out Boy. One track on their 2017 full-length debut album, Built to Burn, was actually produced by Seven Dust drummer Morgan Rose, Weight of the World. A really amazing combination, but Face the Fire, featuring Josh LaGrit, who was once guitarist and co-founder of Falling Echoes, a band I had interviewed on the Cat 105.5 on our local show Homegrown Tones back in 2013, really seemed to come together and follow that same formula, going more so for the punk pop than the melodic hard rock. Face the Fire recently opening for Milwaukee metal band Three Left as they played a headlining gig at Brower House in Lombard. And it's really amazing that Face the Fire's radio-friendly sound has not really caught on, that a lot of stations haven't taken it seriously. But a band who simply won't rest on one genre. They bounce around from genre to genre in this case, hoping to get a radio-friendly sound and capture a big audience. Much like The Kind. I was just reading up on the Chicago Reader article about them that was done back in 2018. It's actually a tale of two bands. What's also really amazing is that Oak Park, Illinois has not become a capital of power pop. Because so many legendary bands came from that area, adjacent to Berwyn and only 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Off-Broadway and Pez Band both got their start in Oak Park, as did The Kind back in 1975. The one constant that has held the band together and the one member who's been in both lineups, there's been two lineups of the band, has been guitarist and singer Frank Jalovic. He started in the original band when they formed in 1975 and unfortunately only had one song that attracted the interest of radio, which we're going to hear in just a minute, and was featured on WKQX's Hometown album, featuring many local artists. Some radio stations did that. The Loop did their Chicago Rocks albums. There were two volumes of those, one featuring a band who would be resurrected so many times, surprisingly, M&R Rush. But The Kind's original lineup actually got to open for the Raspberries and Cheap Trick, amongst other bands, but never really made it big. They broke up in 1980. But Jalovic wanted to keep using The Kind name and put a new band together, which he did in 1982. That band went over to Oak Lawn to record at Pumpkin Studios, owned by American Breed singer and founder Gary Loizzo. He also recorded a couple albums by Styx there, including Cornerstone, Paradise Theater in 1981, and Kilroy Was Here in 83. Mr. Abottle. After The Kind's self-titled debut album of their new lineup, in which one song, which we're also going to hear, Loved By You, got quite a lot of airplay on local radio stations, including WLS, The Big 89, which was simulcasting on FM 94.7, they put out one other album, Pain and Pleasure, which was their experimentation with glam metal. Didn't work out too well, but it paved the way for acts like Enough's Enough. Really amazing that The Kind was not taken seriously. And after the split up of the second lineup of The Kind, Frank Jalovic went on to play in The Legends, a band doing mostly classic rock covers. Sadly, he died in 1993 after a freak accident where he was repairing escalators at Union Station and was crushed by one of the escalators he was working on. Frank Capek was the guitarist of the second lineup of The Kind, and he went on to play in Five Guys Named Mo. I did end up interviewing Jose Rivera, the lead singer and founder of that band, for the Cat 105.5's Homegrown Tones, kind of a party, Jay Giles-ish jam band of sorts. But on to The Kind, and since Record Store Day has come and gone, I figure I'd spin both of these off vinyl since I both have them. So you're going to hear crackles and pops on this one. The first lineup of The Kind, archival recordings were kept by one of its co-founders and reissued back in 2019 on a collection called Volume 1. But if you still have the WKQX or Q101 as they're about to revert back to because they just won ownership of the name from Matt Dubiel, a former radio personality who is now a politician. The Hometown album from WKQX actually was one of the second by any Chicago radio station to release an album of totally local, unsigned artists. And The Kind were one of them. From their first lineup in 1978 and off Snap, Crackle, and Poppy Vinyl, this is She'll Make Everything Right on Local Loft. But the feeling's just the same. Talk to her, she speaks to me. I was almost about to quote a lyric from the Kinds' only big hit. Big in the Chicago area, but not around the rest of the country, and saying it's very hard to find any of their stuff on streaming or any format besides the original vinyl. But I was wrong about that, because both their self-titled album from 82 and Pain and Pleasure, the follow-up, are both now streamable on Spotify. You can even check out YouTube posts of, I believe, vinyl rips. A very clean copy. You heard a vinyl rip as far as me playing it, because it's from my original vinyl copy of 1982's self-titled album From the Kind, which on August 14th, 1982, almost 40 years ago, the 40th anniversary is coming up this summer, when that debuted on the WLS survey. Not just the single Loved by You, but the self-titled album as well. But the Pain and Pleasure album went absolutely nowhere and did not debut on that survey. And with both guitarist Frank Capek and original singer and guitarist Frank Jalovec both gone, there's no way a kind reunion can happen for a 40th anniversary, unfortunately. You can't even reunite them with original producer Gary Loizzo of the American Breed, because Gary passed away in January 2017. He owned Pumpkin Studios, where the recording of the Kind's first album and Pain and Pleasure both took place, as well as a number of Styx albums, a couple of Survivor albums with Jim Peterik, and even REO Speedwagon. Gary's son continued Pumpkin Studios in a different location in Orland Park for a long time. Don't know if he's still doing that, however. Is your sound one of a kind? Is your band got a one of a kind style? One that stands out? One that dares to be heard? Get your music to us here at Local Loft, and we can make sure that it's heard around the world, because there's more than one of a kind of groups of listeners who want to hear your sound. So get it to me, Tim Lamping, in digital form, MP3, WAV, FLAC, or AAC, in physical form, CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, or reel-to-reel tape, timlamp1@yahoo.com, or timcatdg@gmail.com. If you send me anything physical, send me an email first. I'll send you a mailing address. You can download this podcast on podbean.com. You can stream it through Spotify or the Podbean app. Corey James may have been a singer classified with many different new metal and intense metal singers. However, he put together a one-of-a-kind project with Sarah Aferi, who was an intimate and rather precocious singer, first with the alternative punk band Mind Shatter, and then she subbed as a bass player for Dark Passenger, the first band Corey was featured in, and then Today's Wreckage, which lasted only one EP. Musical differences between Corey and Sarah never really gelled together. So Corey went on to form Vent to Atmosphere, and it was 5 years ago this week, he and his new band made their first appearance at Sullivan's Pub, later to be Cheers Lounge in Midlothian, 147th, just off of Cicero in the southwest suburbs. And I was there to interview them, just as their debut EP, Origins, came out. They since have released two follow-ups, The Fallout the Year After and The Struggles of Being Alive, and that just was released at the stroke of midnight on January 1st, 2022. We take you back 5 years to April 25th, 2017 for Venta Atmosphere in the Rock Back. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
I want to see everyone get fucking insane. We're already insane, dude.
Well, if you want to vent anything, especially frustration, you can't stay silent. Voices Call, which is part of Venta Atmosphere, who I have with me now, part of their debut EP Origins. One of the lines in there is, I will not stay silent. So indeed, we have the four individuals who are venting their atmosphere, not so much their frustration, but they had their CD release show tonight here at Cheers. It was formerly Sullivan's Pub in Midlothian. Familiar name to those of you who go back a couple of years with me and the Cat 105.5's Homegrown Tones out in Kankakee. The name Corey James should be familiar. Dark Passenger, Today's Wreckage with Sarah Ferry. Corey is now the singer of Venta Atmosphere. And let's meet the other guys who put this thing together and who rocked so solidly tonight on stage. We have Brian Johnson on guitar, Dave Johnson on bass, and it's Walsh on drums. Corey, first of all, this is not too much of a change of pace for you, would you say?
Oh, definitely not. It's definitely what I'm kind of used to, except we're doing something a little different than, you know, a little bit more melodic, but yeah, still heavy.
How would you say your vocal, going back to like Dark Passenger and today's wreckage, how would you say your lead vocal is different in Bet the Atmosphere?
You know, I'm using a lot of different kind of vocals. I'm using a lot of my cleans now too, and you know, our music's so all over the place. You know, it's like, you know, we have songs that are so heavy, which I do a lot more aggressiveness, and then we have some melodic songs, and then Devil's Advocate, I don't even scream in.
Let's talk about some of the lyrics. Devil's Advocate, I know you said on stage that that was a song about dealing with the psychos in the world out there. What inspires the writing of the lyrics of songs like that on the new EP?
I've dealt with like a lot of, a good amount of sociopaths in my life. And then even goes out to a coworker too that I despise, because this person is definitely a devil's advocate, causing a lot of shit. So it kind of that actually inspired Devil's Advocate, and then I thought back to all the other things that I was dealing with in my past too.
I never believed a single word.
song on stage tonight, and you are obviously working on a follow-up already to Origins. How would you say the new music is different from what you do on Origins?
It's kind of a collaboration of everything. It picks up where we left off with Origins. That song that you heard tonight is called The Leap. And the music industry today, everybody finds any reason they can to hate new music, saying it's not enough this, it's not enough that. We basically went against the grain and said, you know what, fuck that and fuck you. Here's what we want to play, and it is what it is. So, yeah, we're pretty happy with the way this is turning out. We have the songs written, and actually I'm excited to announce that we're actually going back into the studio at the end of July to start recording the follow-up to Origins.
If you miss them tonight here at Cheers, the next time you see them on stage, you're going to have to go to Cairo Ale House, which is on June 9th, and there'll be plenty more new music in the follow-up to Origins. This has a huge fan base, this kind of music. There's not too many people who are going to hate it. You're going to catch on with this stuff. Good luck to you guys, and good luck on the new record, too.
Thank you so much.
VTABand.com, that's their website, and of course, go to their Facebook page for more on Venta Atmosphere.
Dude, that song is so much fucking better to me. I used to hate that song.
There's no